Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I wrote, whoops, sorry about that. I thought you knew. All right, so now I'm probably in worse shape than I was in before. Now we're talking like a divorce at this point. Today I've been continuously stepping in shit. I woke up. Shortly after waking up, I stepped in shit. Then I stepped in more shit. And then the shit on my shoes, I tracked it all around the house. Continued to step in shit. Hold on a second. And then I stepped in more shit by not telling her she's on the podcast. So she's really, there's so much shit on my shoes that it's like I'm taller because there's so much caked on shit on my shoes right now. Embarrassing. All right. I remember what the fuck I was doing. Great food giveaway. So we now have a total of 8 people who have donated cash. And we have totaled $479.20. The total of food that we will need, the cost for all that food, I don't yet have it. I reached out to Nate over at the Jennison Meyer, and Mike Ball is helping out because he's going to see Nate today. Say, hey, EZ needs to know the total. I'm still waiting for that total of how much it's going to cost to fund the great food giveaway. All right. So let's see. I had my Venmo all lined up for you. I don't have it right in front of me. So embarrassing. If you are on, if you have Venmo, this is what I want you to do. You can search out at Eric-Zaitunian. Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian. And PayPal at Eric Zane Show. I had this all ready to go, and now I don't. If you want to drop some money in the hat that we have going around. As well, this is a link for Amazon, Megan's Amazon wish list for feminine hygiene products. Now, yesterday, we had next to nothing. That has increased dramatically. We had like 14 boxes of feminine hygiene products of the 550 that we need. That number has gone up to 54. So thank you so much. What you do is you click on that link and you see all these feminine hygiene products. Add them all to your cart. That's 5 things. They total one box of each just north of $42. And then they will ship to Irvine's. As you can see, me banging the drum for the world famous period cups, has led to an influx. We have almost half of the amount needed of these products, which let's be honest here. A lot of us don't even know that these exist. But I guess this is becoming a favored way of women having to deal with this scenario that their body puts them through. Well, all right, we're doing our part. The goal is to have 550 boxes of these products broken down in this way. 150 each of various pads, and then 60 boxes of the Tampax pearls, and 40 boxes of the reusable menstrual cup set, which is made from the most reliable medical-grade silicone. Comfortable use for 12 hours, ladies. All right? There's going to be a lot of people that cannot afford this shit, and we're going to give it to them. So they're going to pull up. Team Dog Cat is going to load up the car with pet food. And then the food team is going to load up the food. And then their car moves over to the pink zone. And Team Pink is going to load them up with the various feminine hygiene products. I almost said feminine hygiene. Matt says Amazon was way easier than resetting my Venmo password. Rebecca says we need a wish list for the pet food. It's all taken care of. The Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance brings hundreds of pounds of free pet food that has been given to them by their donors. And then they give that away. Tyler says make sure to let EZ know if your donation is for the great food giveaway or his legal fees for the impending divorce. Damn it. You know what's interesting is when I sat down here to do this show, I was like, okay, what am I talking about? And I was like, okay, I'm a little lean. Well, I'm just going to talk about this fight, okay? I'm just going to talk about this trouble that I'm in with this laundry issue. And I'm like, well, I don't even know if it's that interesting. And then I'm like, you idiot. It's always interesting when you talk about relatable things. It's always interesting. It's the best thing to talk about. Megan says, if this goes down, is Sherry still your backup wife? I think she'd go to Diana. Yes, yes. She would not be on my team. I can only utilize Sherry as wife backup if Diana gets hit by a train or like eaten by a snapping turtle. There cannot be like a divorce and then go to Sherry. If you are the immortal Dana Bentz, you don't know any of these people. Who's Sarah? She wrote earlier. Who's Sherry? Yeah, you're in the dark. You're in the dark. Sarah's just a fantastic friend slash audience member who, over the years has been nothing but, a legendary soul. We love her. You're like, Sherry, who's Sherry? Well, friend of the family, my wife backup. In the event Diana gets hit by a train, I have a wife backup. Okay, I'm going to pause right here and use the boys' room. Sarah says, my Amazon order has been placed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kenny writes, there is that one. I don't know if I want to read that, Kenny. Yeah, I'm going to refrain on that one. Maureen says, who is Diana's backup? And I don't know that. I don't know that. Stevie says, I'm not Sarah, easy. Yeah, I know that. I know that. What did I indicate that you were or something? I don't know. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm talking about on this show. Okay. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Too much coffee. And there we go. All right. Megan writes, do you remember, guys, when Throat slash Dale told us that they, meaning he and his wife, had sex while he was driving down the interstate? I do remember that. That guy, holy cow, I still talk to Dale to this day. We just kind of got out of the habit of doing smarter than a former drug dealer trivia, which that reminds me. I just saw a story that a truck driver got pulled over. The cops tipped off. The cops were tipped off by somebody that the guy driving the truck was transporting a load of cocaine. So 18-wheel truck, tractor trailer. They pull the guy over in the area of Benton Harbor, Michigan. 22-year-old dude from Canada. And his name is, he had like a Middle Eastern name. It just showed this on the news. And they had been tipped off that he was transporting. He was like a drug mule. And he had 120 pounds of coke. There it is. God damn. Who's the narc? A tip led deputies to bust a semi carrying more than 120 pounds of coke along I-94. They got word about the drugs Monday. And then stopped the truck. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Oh, boy. That's tough. If you're that driver and you're thinking, I got it made. All I got to do is get this shit to wherever I'm going, and I'm good to go. And then he sees the cops behind him with their lights on, pull over. He's like, oh, my God. Search of the truck and trailer yielded the coke. The drugs have a street value of $1.5 million. Damn. They most were wrapped in brown paper and tape and labeled Franzen. What the hell does that mean? I don't know. That's going to tell me. Maybe that's a brand. Hans and Franz and dances probably was in the left lane doing 60 for 8 miles. Yeah, we got to protect the border. What is that highway, says Rebecca? I-94 that runs between Detroit and Chicago. That's the drug trafficking highway. Well, there you go. There's the issue. Jeremy says, I'd be surprised if it was branded cocaine. Weird story, though, to say the least. Anyway, yeah, Dale used to be a legendary cocaine dealer. He was like, so well known in the area for what he did that when he broke good finally and started to earn money like through legitimate sources, applying his effort and hustle to actually a normal job, that he'd get pulled over and the cops would be like, are you running drugs still? He goes, no, I'm legit. And they're like, yeah, right. Like they didn't believe it. Incredible. Folks, you may remember Susan Smith. Some of you might not remember, but some of you may. 1994, Susan Smith. This is the woman who her car rolled into some body of water down the boat ramp in South Carolina. What? I think that's where it was. And the kids died. I think there may have been like 3 kids. They were all like really little. Tophus says two kids. No, yeah, it was two. Two kids. Very, very young. And I think she said that like a black guy did it. This is a, she's up for parole. This is her right here with the husband who at the time he thought she was innocent. Man, talk about a shattered life. What happens to a person that they suddenly decide that they want to kill their kids? Well, anyway, she is up for parole. She is asking to be set free. Talk about something that was done that you can't imagine someone even having the nerve to ask to get out of prison after that. Unless, of course, they can prove without a shadow of a doubt that she was batshit crazy and has been rehabilitated. And maybe that's what they'll do. I don't know. She's serving a life sentence after a jury convicted her of murder but decided not to sentence her to death. And under state law at the time, a person is eligible for parole hearing every 2 years once you spend 30 years behind bars. She's 53 right now. Can you imagine spending 30 years locked away thinking about what you did to your kids? How is it that she doesn't fucking kill herself? I don't know how people... I mean, I get so guilty and feel like shit when... Like, for example, pissing Pooh Bear off today. I mean, of course I feel bad about that. I can't imagine the guilt you would feel when you kill your kids. One was 3. The other one was 14 months. I guess she was at the time having an affair. A man she was having an affair with suggested that her kids were the reason why they didn't have a future together. In an interview on the Today Show that I think just aired today, ex-husband David Smith said that 30 years is not enough. And that he doesn't think she will ever be rehabilitated. I think I need to get that interview. David Smith, Today Show. That should come up, shouldn't it? Yeah, they just talked to the guy. He's like, there's no way. But she gets to sit in front of the parole board like Red from Shawshank and try to turn this thing around. I'm anxious to hear how this thing goes. I need an update as to what this guy's been doing.
1894, and a desperate search for two young boys has gripped the nation.
I want to say to my babies that your mama loves you so much.
Oh. Their mother, Susan Smith, claims she's been carjacked and her sons, Michael and Alex, taken by a black man. The boy's father, David Smith, sticking by his wife's side, just like much of the country. But it's all a lie. After 9 days of searching, Susan Smith confesses to buckling her boys into the family car and driving it into a lake. Susan Smith is convicted for their deaths and sentenced to 30 years in prison. Now, 3 decades later, Smith is up for parole. And for the first time since her trial, she will hear her ex-husband David speak out to oppose her release.
Your ex-wife is going to face a parole board and you're going to be there. What do you plan to say?
They can't let her out. For 30 years is just not enough. This wasn't an accident. She deliberately killed Michael and Alex.
You don't think she's been rehabilitated?
I don't think she'll ever be rehabilitated. To me, she's never even been really sorry for what she did.
Susan Smith's incarceration has been troubled. In 2000, she was transferred to a new prison after having sex with two guards. Oh. She's also been disciplined for drug use. In 2015, she wrote to a local newspaper reporter saying, quote, "I am not the monster society thinks I am. Something went very wrong that night. I was not myself. I was a good mother, and I loved my boys.
I've never denied that she was a great mother up until the moment that she killed him.
No signs.
Like, no signs never... that she would ever hurt them. That's why I believed her the whole 9 days. I never doubted her.
David's emotions turned dark during Susan's trial.
As you sat there during the trial, what was going through your mind?
I used to sit there and look at the back of her head and then look at where the bailiffs were and think about killing her.
Oh, yeah.
How quick could I get to her? Could I reach her before that officer reaches me? Yeah.
You wanted her dead.
I did.
David Smith has remarried and is a father again, but he's never forgotten Michael and Alex.
Usually it's a song that I hear. No, not any particular song, just different songs. And it just makes me remember how much I miss him. How I wish I could tell him. I miss you so much.
Oh, that's a poor guy.
His anguish, he says, would be greater if Susan is released.
If she does get paroled, do you worry that she's a threat to society?
What scares me is that she would get out and then running into her somewhere.
Why does that worry you?
Well, I don't want to see her. I don't ever want to have to face her. Craig, God gives us free will. And that was her choice that night. Nobody else's choice. Nobody made it for her. She made the choice to murder Michael and Alex.
Have you forgiven her?
Of course.
No!
Why?
It doesn't make the pain any less. But I had to forgive her.
I think we need to be a little less forgiving.
And to move on with my life, I had to forgive her. Because it was just going to eat me up if I didn't.
As you might imagine, it's not been an easy time for David Smith. A lot of painful thoughts have resurfaced, but he's taken heart in all the folks who still remember Michael and Alex and honor their memories. We should point out we did reach out to Susan Smith's attorney. They declined to comment for our story. Talked to a legal expert down in South Carolina. It's highly unlikely that she actually gets paroled. But the David Smith that we saw there, mm-hmm. he's come a long, long
really?
Way
yeah.
in 30 years. He spent some time talking about some of the darker moments mm-hmm. in the wake of his son's deaths, and he nearly took his own life a couple of times. Yeah. But he credits his wife, Tiffany, his new wife, mm-hmm. with helping him get through it.
But that grief is just so evident. It'll never, mm-hmm. can never go away. Nope. Of course not.
Oh,
thank you, Craig.
Shit.
Extraordinary.
There's no way, no way she gets out, right?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Come on now. My God. Kenny says, as much as I hate it, that is an extremely wise man right there. Kudos to him. I don't know if I could do that. How about the, so she had sex with a couple guards, like, at the same time? Was it like, rotisserie chicken style? I have to say, she looked pretty good for being in prison for 30 years. She's kind of a late bloomer. She looked like kind of a dork back then. But she's pretty cute. All right. Awful. My God. I don't know what's going to happen here. I'm anxious to find that out. Where does this story take anybody? And if they let her out, it makes you wonder about what happens. Because this is the type of story that would make somebody like Kenny the Punisher's blood boil. maybe not Kenny in particular, but someone who knows her, if she's out wandering the streets like everybody else, I mean, something bad is going to happen to this woman. I want to thank some of my sponsors. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later with Mario, 231-332-6505. From anywhere in the U.S., reach out to Van Dyke Mortgage. The site of the great food giveaway number 5 is going to be Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. We've had a lot of fun there over the years. 616-532-6600. A great group of people to fix your vehicle, your car, your EV, your hybrid. They do it all. ERVines.com. That's ERVines.com. Can't forget about A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579, taking care of your furnace needs in West Michigan. And you can get a free furnace tune-up for free. Wait a minute. I said free furnace tune-up for free. You can get a free furnace tune-up just by calling and scheduling. 616-516-8579. And enough for this round. This is the last sponsor, Kuiper Tree Care, online at KuiperTreeCare.com. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. They can help you out with everything you need when it comes to taking care of your trees. Tree removal, stump grinding, you name it. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Jay Leno has been seriously hurt again after the comedian says he fell down a hill at the Hampton Inn. Interestingly, it says that brother is in deep gambling debt. I don't know if that's the case, but there's theories going around about Jay Leno.
What on earth happened to Jay Leno?
Oh, your poor face.
Look at my eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Jay Leno is all bruised up. The left side of his face is black and blue. His eye is swollen shut. And look at his injured wrist.
I broke my wrist, lost the nail on the finger. And then I'm all black and blue.
The comedian says he fell down a 60-foot hill.
I said, well, the hill doesn't look that steep. Let me take a down. And then
you rolled down a hill?
Oh,
that's not true.
No, that's true.
Jay Leno says he was staying at a Hampton Inn about 30 miles outside of Pittsburgh on Saturday night when he wanted to have dinner at a local restaurant before his show. Instead of walking a mile and a half down the road, he decided to take a shortcut down the hill. Not a good idea. This is believed to be the steep incline he tumbled down.
Well, I hit a bunch of rocks. It was 60 feet.
Incredibly, the famous workaholic legend performed just 3 hours later without even taking a day off to nurse his injuries. Last night, he was back at it again, performing at a comedy show in Beverly Hills. This is just the latest mishap to afflict Leno in recent years.
Yeah, didn't his face catch on fire or something?
In November 2022, he was severely burned in a fire inside his garage.
I went to the Grossman Burn Center, and I got a new face. That's a brand new ear.
Leno needed skin grafts, and there he is undergoing hyperbaric therapy at the world-renowned Grossman Burn Center in Los Angeles. Tomorrow night, he'll perform at Comedy for a Cause in Hermosa Beach to raise money for the Burn Foundation. His thank you for saving his life.
Will you be able to see again?
It'll be fine. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. So, now, I don't know. Let's see. There theory going around on here. That's what Chris wrote. I don't know if I can get behind that, but I mean, what the hell? Tophus says, thank God for millions of dollars. Jay said, Aram says, Jay Leno stays at Hampton Inns. Yeah, right. What is up with that? The fall, that fall is the funniest thing he has ever done, says Dave. Rebecca says, are his bookies beating him up? Is he known for gambling? Yeah, you're, to your point about thank God for millions of dollars. Yeah, if this were you or I, we'd look like Freddy Krueger. Is there anything more alarming than someone who's had their face burnt off? When I was going to school at Central Michigan University, there was a guy that would visit this dude across the hall. Marcus would be there, and his buddy Jerry would come up, and Jerry had millions of dollars. Somehow there was some mishap where his face got burnt off. His face, his hair, all of his whole body was burnt like from the waist up. And he did not look like Jay Leno there. He looked like Freddy Krueger. I mean, it was that bad. And he was the nicest guy in the world, but I don't know if it's because this is in like the late 80s. If they didn't have the same technology, they didn't have the technology then like they do now, but it's like they just put him out and then, you know, roll them around the dirt and like send him home because it looks so bad. He had no lips, no nose. And it's like, he didn't even, what happened? No hair. He put on a wig. It looked like shit. It's like, Jesus, Jerry, we wanted to hang out because we'd go out and he'd have all the money. So he'd pay for everybody. And, so he's like, hey, who are you here with? Oh, we're here with Jerry. Like, oh, God. Really rough. Kenny, going back to the earlier news today, says he probably lost all his Pooh Bear points and was in debt for that. I don't know. That's bad. I hope it's okay. I think she's going to be okay. But I don't want to, you guys are told me that I shouldn't call anymore. I'm not. I'll leave it alone. Thanks also to Chris. He sent this along today. It is a YouTube short. And when you roll it, it looks like some giant animal in the water, like a sea turtle or something like that. Now, this is real video. This is something in the water. It'll all be explained.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. Growing up, when I heard about water buffaloes come here, I just assumed they were buffaloes that like to hang around water, you know what I'm saying? Like hang out with their friends near a body of water, maybe get a drink, talk a little bit. That's what I thought. Turns out I should have did more research. I didn't know they could swim like that underwater. Turns out water buffaloes can swim up to 30 miles an hour, get closer. You didn't hear me, 30 miles an hour, right? They can move underwater at the same speed as a Honda Civic. And the thing is, right, they can hold their breath up to 5 minutes long backup. And the thing is, I'm like, okay, well, how big are they? They can't be that big. They can be as tall as 10 feet. They're aliens. People are wondering, like, oh, do aliens exist? They existed this whole time. They're just called water buffaloes. That's what I just learned that today.
Great. Tophus says a Honda Civic can go 30 underwater. Yeah, I think he might have just been flabbergasted with it, so... Stevie says, I like that guy. He's got an interesting channel. That is interesting. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. There's a white guy who might be the best defensive back in pro football. Now, this does not happen. It's very rare that positions like that have white guys excelling. There's a few positions in football that are like that. But this is a white dude. He's a rookie. I'd never heard of him, but he's kicking ass. Cooper DeJean. He's from Iowa. I take it back. He's not a cornerback. He's a safety. And everybody's talking about him. And they even made a video about him to try to make him the rookie of the year.
The Philadelphia Eagles select Cooper DeJean, DB, Iowa. Let's go.
I like how they start the video with clips of him and Jackie Robinson. Like Cooper DeJean is breaking the reverse color barrier.
Eagles select Cooper DeJean, DB, Iowa. Let's go.
I'm the Jackie Robinson of the NFL.
Okay, that was AI or somebody put that voice in.
Don't you want some white cornerback? What ass?
Cooper DeJean is not a safety. He's just a corner who'll lock down your number one. DeJean is CB1.
Okay, I guess he is a cornerback.
Said his wide ass can run. DeJean is CB1.
Let me guess. Quicker than fast, sneaky athletic, let that white boy play corner.
So good that white people can't even do it, Trev. Like, that's how you know it's the hardest position. They don't even let white guys try to play quarterback anymore. Like they just said, you're done.
Cooper DeJean is not a safety. He's just a corner who'll lock down your number one.
Love that. I mean, I'm not loving the fact that it's a white guy. I love the song. That's funny. Kenny says, I sent you a quick video too. Did you see it? Did you? I didn't see it. Oh my God. Yeah, I did see it. This is so funny. Holy shit. Okay. On mute. Here we go.
In the 80s, women had a full bush down there. A full bush. 80s, full bush. 90s, landing strip. 2000s, bald. 2023, cock.
Excellent. Thank you. Text from Pooh Bear. Is it lonely not having a Pooh Bear anymore? Kenny says, oh shit, Eric. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I don't know if the punishment here is fitting the crime. It's like she's holding my head underwater. I don't know if I can live with that. I mean, it's a little much. I think I just feel like it's a bit of an overreaction. Tophus says, now is not the time to get mad because you insulted her. Matt says, did you say new phone number? Who dis? David says, I think you really stepped in it this time. Aram says, time to call in the AI apology. I don't know. I think she's forgiving me. Jeremy has the best idea. Tell her to calm down and she's overreacting. That will force her to think rationally immediately. Piano Finger Banger says, give her the old size of the problem. That's a good one. I wrote, can I talk to you again? Not on the air. I'm getting ready to head to somewhere with my students. Yes, on air. She wrote, no, no. Tophus says, mansplain that her period is making her crazy. Don't do that. Stop texting, says Kenny. No! Piano Finger Banger says, do it. Maureen says, abort! Come on. It's too hard at school. I can't leave the room, maybe at lunch. I think she's forgiven me. Just go scorched earth is the suggestion. Come on now. Kuiper says, tell her it's for the show. Kuiper's been has been on the receiving end of Pellerito phone calls. I know that because I find these things out. Poor guy. Here's the thing. If Pellerito reaches out to you and you say, yeah, or you don't respond, and then I find out and then I happen to mention it, you're going to get a long letter from him. You're going to get the phone call. The long kiss goodbye. Pooh Bear can no longer... she no longer has need for period cups, by the way. You guys have been reasonably helpful in all of this. I would like to thank TC Paintball. You can go to tcpaintballgr.com if you want to book an event. They are awesome. The paintball destination in all of West Michigan and beyond. People come from far, far away to go to TC Paintball. You can book an event for the kids, workplace team building, perhaps a bachelor party. They have everything you need at TC Paintball. Schedule something, maybe even coming up for Christmas break. Kids will be away. Kids will be away from school. You can hang out with them. It's a good time. Werner Roofing, one of the newer sponsors, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. I want you to reach out to them if you're looking at getting your roof replaced. We did it with Werner Roofing. We had them replace the roof. It was a fantastic process. Within a day, the work was started. The work was finished. Everything was cleaned up. The work was done. There was one hiccup as there was a busted lamp on the side of my garage. And they took care of everything when it comes to making that right. They ended up just replacing all three of them. Fantastic place. Go to WERNER roofing.com to get an estimate today. There is financing. So you can finance this thing. I just financed my roof for 10 years. Barely even noticed the payments. It's good to go. WernerRoofing.com. If you are in West Michigan, Frank Fuss can help you with anything healthcare.gov related. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com if you want Frank to help you out. And finally, King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. You got three locations. One of them, Northland Drive. One of them, Caledonia. And one of them, 821 36th Street. You can find out more information at kingsroom.net. When you go there to get your haircut, please mention EZ. It is time, my friends, for the asshole of the day. I know you got a short show, but I'm out of things to talk about, so my apologies for that. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Tophus says this is an easy asshole of the day. Kenny agrees. But also that crazy child-killing bitch, Susan Smith, could be the asshole of the day. Unfortunately, it's Pooh Bear for that overreaction. on what I said. So that's your asshole today. Today, everybody seems to agree. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much, folks. You guys are special. Appreciate you being there with all of this horrible treatment I've been getting. I'll talk to you on Patreon. Have a good one. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.